Based at Windsor Castle, members of the Queen's Six make up part of the lay clerks of St. George's Chapel, whose homes lie within the castle walls. This rare privilege demands the highest musical standards, as they sing regularly for the royal family at both private and state occasions.
So the group was founded in 2008, which was the 450th anniversary of the accession of Queen Elizabeth I. The group was founded from a much bigger choir, St. George's Chapel Choir, based in Windsor Castle in the UK.
The Queen's Six sings music in an a cappella style, giving the audience a unique musical experience. Simon Whiteley is a founding member and bass for the group. He says they were formed to continue entertaining listeners.
A lot of people asking for some sort of after-dinner entertainment to sing some music that we wouldn't usually sing in the chapel. So sort of non-religious music, sort of pop and jazz arrangements and stuff like that.
The Queen's Six enjoys touring the world, sharing their music with audiences all around the globe. Nicholas Madden is another founding member and sings tenor for the group. He says they enjoy getting to spread their outreach to as many individuals as possible.
We've got our first trip to China coming up in August, so that's very exciting. So, yeah, we are trying to expand all the places we've visited, but we've done a lot of work in Europe and even more than the UK. I mean, the UK is quite saturated with choirs. Of course, the US is an amazing place to tour. And we've done a lot of touring in the US with Queen's Six and other groups, but it's especially visiting new places. It's very exciting.
The members of the Queen's Six want to create an extremely open, relaxing, and fun concert environment at all of their performances.
And I think people are just curious to see what six guys who work and live in Windsor Castle would produce. But of course, we're just six normal guys who just happen to have a job that is based there. We kind of get into a rhythm where we try and break that wall between the audience and us. Give people not just the music, but also we talk a lot through the concert, so we each get a bit of personality into the program.
The group always wants to put on a good show for the audience, but they also want to ensure everyone is comfortable while watching them perform.
I think people come expecting us to be very British, very serious. Oh, these guys sing for the royal family from time to time. Oh, it's going to be really serious, but really good, you know. And then one of us will do a spiel to the audience, and we just try and make them laugh. And sometimes we succeed. We want people to come out of Queen's Six concerts thinking that was really fun. I've often said, actually, that I think we don't like to do concerts. We like to put on a show.
The Queen's Six performs a mix of all different genres at their concerts, so there is something for everyone. The group will also visit area schools in the city they are in while on tour, helping students from all different backgrounds grow as musicians.
That's one of the more rewarding things that we get to do. Actually, we were in Florida just before Christmas. We were in Jacksonville, and we did a couple of workshops with two different schools. But just to get to see their faces light up when you start singing, they're like, wow, never heard anything like this before. It's incredible.
The Queen's Six will be making their Omaha premiere on Tuesday, April 9th at 7 p.m. as part of the free Vespers concert series at the Presbyterian Church of the Cross. To find out more about the Queen's Six upcoming performance and future Vesper concerts, visit vesperconcerts.org. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Lindsay Tagg.